of whose judgments and amendments I wished most to have the benefit before presenting it to the committee. Their alterations were two or three only, and merely verbal. I then wrote a fair copy, reported it to the committee, and from them, unaltered, to Congress. This personal communication and consultation with Mr. Adams, he has misremembered into the actings of a subcommittee. Pickering's observations, and Mr. Adams' in addition, that it contained no new ideas, that it is a commonplace compilation, its sentiments hackneyed in Congress for 2 years before, and its essence contained in Otis's pamphlet, may all be true. Of that I am not to be the judge. Richard Henry Lee charged it as copied from Locke's treatise on government. Otis' pamphlet I never saw, and whether I had gathered my ideas from reading or reflection, I do not know. I only know that I turned to neither book nor pamphlet while writing it. I did not consider it as any part of my charge to invent new ideas altogether, and to offer no sentiment which had ever been expressed before. Whether also the sentiments of independence and the reasons for declaring it, which make so great a portion of the instrument, had been hackneyed in Congress for 2 years before the 4th of July, 76, or this dictum also of Mr. Adams be another slip of memory, let history say.
After Jefferson wrote the rough draft, he, along with Adams and Franklin, made some revisions. The declaration then moved to the floor of Congress for debate, during which additional revisions and substantial deletions were made. All in all, Jefferson's declaration was subjected to 86 alterations. It also saw a quarter of